Welcome to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas, a show designed to bring you real-world business knowledge for entrepreneurs, working professionals, and business owners who are seeking to up-level their business game. You are about to join the hot new All About You show with successful entrepreneurs and business experts sharing their stories and powerful takeaways while providing the tools to help you thrive. Your hosts for the Imagine More Success podcast are the best-selling authors, Cindy Hendricks, a business performance specialist, and Thomas Hides, a certified world-class speaker and voice trainer. And now, it's time to realize your dreams and imagine more success.
Welcome to the Imagine More Success podcast. I'm your host, Thomas Hides. I'm here with Cindy Hendricks, your co-host. Cindy.
Hey, Thomas.
Hey, how are you today?
Great. How are you doing?
Feeling fantastic. Really great day to make some really outstanding changes. Take a little look back as well.
It's almost that time of year, isn't it? Goal setting time.
It is time for review, time to look forward to the future. We've got a new year coming up.
We absolutely do. And it's so exciting because there are so many things that can be accomplished if you just get started.
Yeah, right in the middle of the holiday season, you got a bunch of other things going on in your life. But you know what? What better time to take on yet another challenge?
Well, you know, time is busy, but you know what? A day is what we make it. Everybody's got time to do whatever it is that they want to do. Isn't that true?
Yeah, I guess we all have the same 24 hours, right?
That's exactly right. And people get all caught up in the excitement of everything. And you just need to take a little time for yourself to figure out what's important.
Yes, definitely making some plans every single day as to what's important, what you want to work on, what you really want to do.
Well, and that's how you accomplish things, right?
Yeah. Thanks for teaching me that one.
Yes, I think that's how we got.
It is. Yeah. Had a lot of things wanted to do and just keep doing one thing at a time, getting it done.
That's exactly right. You just have to start, and it starts with having that thought of what it is you want to do. And when you're all caught up with everything going, there's no time to think.
Isn't that the case? I would totally agree. And Cindy, today that leads us right into one of my favorite segments, the word of the week.
Yes, and the word of the week is really a very important one, especially this time in our country and our culture. It is courage.
Courage, yes.
Yes, and what courage means very simply is the ability to do something that frightens you.
Yes, that could apply to so many different areas in life.
Well, and you know, we're right in the middle of all of the things that take so much courage to step up. Not really the case of, well, most countries today in our culture and in many other cultures.
You know, I know you have some personal experience just dealing with some fires in California right now. A lot of people showed a lot of courage. We got to see some video, people fighting fires, people actually losing their homes. It's a big move. It's a big thing to take on.
It absolutely is. Lots of prayers for all the people, not only in California for their struggles, but all over the world. Because, you know, I was talking to a friend just the other day that when, you know, you look around, not just one place in the world has a hardship. It's, you know, we were talking about the best place to live, and every part of the world has issues of reasons that are challenging to live there, whether it's fires in California or other parts of the world that have their own struggles, that, you know, there is no perfection in this lifetime.
Social, economic, environment, weather, there's always something. But you know what? The lucky part is we get so many choices. It's a totally different time now. You can live anywhere you want to, any place you'd like.
Well, in most countries, but there's still some that are struggling with that one too. But I feel so fortunate. I get on my knees every day and thank God that I live in a free country. And of course, California, in my opinion, is pretty close to paradise.
That's a pretty beautiful place, that's for sure. I would agree with that.
Yes. And so if you want to learn more about things from my perspective as a business consultant, coach, author, and speaker, you can go to cindyhendricks.com and get all kinds of free gifts. Thomas?
tell them about businessperformancespecialist.com, where you can get, how many tips is it, Cindy?
26.
26 tips on how to grow your business and grow you.
Well, and I have to laugh because first set of tips, Thomas took a look and he said, tell him what you said, Thomas. This is really kind of funny.
I looked at it and I said, oh my God, this is just the first one. This is all 26 in one tip. This is just, it's like 26 things in the first one. We're going to narrow it down a little bit.
Yes. You see, I'm pretty thorough. So I guess I was going to give it all to him in just one.
Well, I guess this is what happens when you have like 26,000 tips. You got to narrow it down to 26.
You're too kind, Thomas. Thank you very much. But you know what? I love content and I love helping people achieve whatever it is they want to achieve in life. So there you have it.
Fantastic. Cindy, what's some of your recipe for courage, for personal courage? I know you've got a lot on your plate, just like everyone else. What's a little insight that you have?
Okay, Thomas, you may not know this about me, but I'm also a really good cook that develops her own recipes. And I thought at first you were like, how'd you know I knew how to cook well enough to create a recipe?
Yeah, I didn't. I had no idea.
Yes. In fact, I just worked on a new one over the weekend. But anyway, the recipe for courage is to dig deep inside yourself, trust yourself, and make sure that you listen to your intuition because it will help you every single time.
Yeah, you know, that listening to the intuition seems like there's one barrier that, like we were talking about, the fear is one of the barriers to listening to your intuition. Is that ever gnawing little feeling that what if? Constantly stands between your intuition and your ability to listen to it.
I believe everyone on the planet has some type of fear, not only around their intuition, but around almost everything in life. And if we could just get out of our own way, which is the title of my first book, Step Aside, Get Out of Your Own Way, Life would be so much easier. Think of all the time that's being spent on fear. My gosh.
Fear leads to procrastination, which leads to inaction, which leads to no movement. However, a little bit of courage goes a long way. Yeah.
And nothing gets done when you're in that space, really. Yeah, so what needs to happen is people just need to stop the fear. And you know, what I tell clients I work with is when you have something that comes up like that and you have that feeling that bubbles up deep inside your gut and it kind of gives you this awkward feeling of being scared about whatever it is that you're thinking of, just say to yourself, or you know what? I tell people to say it out loud. Just stop it.
Stop it. You yell it like that too?
I do. And you know, one of my good friends who's also a coach has a little buzzer that when you hit it, it says stop it. When I first saw that, I started laughing uncontrollably, you know?
That's the perfect thing.
Yeah. And I know in your business, you deal with fear. Why don't you tell everybody out there how you help people with fear?
You know, it's such an individualized process because the fear response for everyone seems to be a little bit different, but it all seems to start with the mind and the body, which I think is something that has to be integrated. And developing a routine for overcoming the feelings of fear and anxiety, and as well as changing the actual physiology, the biology, all these things kind of come into play and really make you that person that you want to be, let you step into the person that you conceptualize yourself to be.
Well, I think that when you told me that you first work with people who have fear and overcome the fear of public speaking, my goodness, that is a huge, huge need in society today because I don't know a living soul that doesn't have the fear of public speaking even after they've been a public speaker.
Seriously. You know, actually, I saw an interview just last night of a young woman who just became a world champion in fighting in the UFC. Her name's Rose Namajunas. And she was doing a little post-fight interview. And she said she was saying she was so nervous that as she was walking up to get into the cage to fight, she almost slipped off the edge of the step. And I just started laughing. I was like, I've been there. I've done that. And I know how distracting that can be when you're trying to focus. There's a million things going on around you. Then you find yourself falling off the edge of the set before you even get onto the stage.
Well, that should be enough to get you moving into being a little more courageous. So what about our guest today. And she can help people with fear and courage.
You know, Amy, our guest today is Amy Hutton. She's been taking on some tremendous work where she's helping young people. She's helping youth. And to me, that seems like one of the most frightening things to try to do, because it's such a tremendous responsibility to help a young person. And she's done it so many times over with so much success. And again, just coming from this amazing heart space and making the sincere effort to give to someone who doesn't have anyone else to give to them.
Well, you know, it's really important, in my opinion, that whenever you're working with someone on any level, when you start at a young age, it makes such a huge difference. And, you know, I don't know many children and young people who haven't had some type of bullying. In fact, it continues on into adulthood. And if you don't develop some skills when you're young, my goodness, you know, you're going to deal with it, as we've heard recently in the news. You're going to be bullied in many different ways if you haven't figured out how to step up and stand up for yourself. So Amy's doing a huge things for people to be able to stand up for themselves and have that courage.
Yeah, you know, it's really unfortunate that people that are different are often kind of singled out or targeted out or for whatever reason. And, you know, we're learning as an entire culture, as a group, to kind of celebrate differences, celebrate diversity, to celebrate the things that make us unique, because that's what makes the world such an interesting place. So to find someone like Amy who's fostering that in young people, moving that idea out into the youth of America and Canada, really amazing stuff, and even South Africa.
Yes. And if you would like to learn more about how you can learn just about anything in business that you want to learn, you can go to imaginemoresuccess.com and find all kinds of different ways that you can advance yourself and learn in our online learning portal.
What we like to call tips, tools, and tactics for business at imaginemoresuccess.com. Absolutely. So before you know it, we're going to be right back with Amy Hutton. She's going to talk to us about her contributions with the youth, with young people, and helping young women specifically to overcome bullying at a very young age. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Are you tired of the same old personal development seminars that blast you with speaker after speaker and pitch after pitch? Are you looking for an alternative in the way you experience deep transformational training? Have you ever been wondering where all the fun has gone out of these traditional events? Well, look no further. The epic event experience called Imagination IQ is exactly what you're looking for. High energy, fully interactive, fun, and full of entertainment and transformational surprises. Imagination IQ is a 3-day experience designed to help anyone tap into their imagination and engineer those ideas powerfully and profitably into the world. And you will walk away with a roadmap to monetize your dreams. Visit imaginationiq.com for more information and start turning ethereal into material. Again, check out Imagination IQ for all the information of our upcoming 3-day epic event experience. Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having. And I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow sign up for a free trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com. Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast show with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast with Thomas Hides and Cindy Hendricks. Cindy, we've been talking about courage today. We have seen some amazing displays. We've seen some really amazing displays here in Las Vegas from some members of our law enforcement community. One of my good friends, just done an amazing job last month or so.
I just could not imagine having something happen that was so frightening, no matter what it was, and to be able to step up and reach out and help someone when you were so afraid yourself for your own physical damage
safety
that might occur. Yes.
Yeah. Always putting the needs of other people first. And
and we haven't had to be so worried about that in our culture here in the United States.
Yeah, we're very fortunate to live in a relatively safe society, if safety is something that's actually even possible. I've always heard that the quote, safety is a bit of an illusion. It doesn't really exist. There's no such thing as it, but we search it out and seek it out anyway.
Well, I remember when my husband and I were traveling to throughout the Caribbean on a cruise ship, and we went to one of the ports in Central America, and there were all these military personnel with machine guns. And I told my husband, I said, honey, I don't think it's time to, you know, go on that island today or the port today. And he said, oh, honey, don't worry. They're there just protecting their port. Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God, if it needs that much protection, I'm not sure I even want to go. But anyway, we did go. We were fine. But it really, you know, takes courage to overcome sometimes. And I think having Amy today talk about how she helps the youth become courageous and overcome some of the bullying that's going on is amazing. So I'm so excited to have her join us today.
Yeah. And if you'd like to learn how to help the young people in your life overcome bullying, increase their self-esteem and increase their self-confidence, we've got just the guest for you. We've got Amy Hutton. Amy Hutton's going to be on in just a couple minutes. She's got a tremendous message. She's got a lot of insights on dealing with young people, as well as dealing with young people of this particular generation. We're talking people who are teenagers and even younger. What a challenge.
Well, I can't wait to enjoy what she has to share, because everybody on the planet out there really needs to get some information on how they can protect themselves from bullies almost at any age.
Do you remember being in junior high school? Did you have low self-esteem, or were you the target of a bully? If you know a young woman who needs help to overcome these obstacles so that she can grow into the woman she was born to be, you're in the right place. Amy Hutton from Inch by Inch Empowerment is here to give you three tools to help the young woman in your life. Amy, great to have you here today.
Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for inviting me. I am so happy to be here. It's a nice sunny day here in Alberta, Canada. Yeah, I love helping young girls. And a little story I would love to share with you is about a year ago, I was working with a young girl, and she was 11. And I could see things kind of percolating in her brain of hers. She was unsure of herself. She was being bullied in her hometown back in Ontario in Ottawa. Her parents moved here to Calgary, and they decided to go the non-traditional route, and feeling that their daughter needed a life coach or an empowerment coach as opposed to a psychiatrist. So they came to me for help, and I worked with this beautiful young lady. And towards the end of the 8-week or the 9-week program that I offer, I had the mom come to me and say, you know, daughter is realizing and disclosing that she is gay. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. That doesn't faze me whatsoever. And so we continued on our weeks. And I did find out she lost a few friends because of that. But one of my core things I do with the young girls I work with is to empower them to be themselves and to celebrate being themselves and being okay with who they are. So it was remarkable to see that. And I've heard from the family, and things are going well. And there's been a couple of other transitions and things going on, but overall the family is doing great.
And how's she doing now?
That's where part of the story also comes into January, when I met up with the mom, and they realized, or she realized, that she actually is transgender. So the family is in the process of doing that. And again, I'm like, celebrate who you are. Be yourself. If you want to go into politics, do that. If you want to go into science and math, do that. Just be yourself and be okay with being that person who you are.
How wonderful that they found you, Amy. I'll bet they're thrilled because such a sensitive subject for such a young soul to have to deal with at such a tender age. Mm-hmm. So I'm just sure that they're thrilled that you were in her life and able to help.
Yes.
Talk us through the some of the tools that you use to assist her. What's kind of your overall philosophy and some tools and takeaways that people can use in their own
My overall thing that I do is working on the self, and that's okay. That goes in with believing in themselves and knowing that they can do it. And a lot of my work has to do with experiential hands-on learning. So I get them to draw things out and to believe and draw and do all that. The second one is to keep putting one foot in front of the other.
Okay.
And inch by inch. And that's where my business name of Inch by Inch Empowerment comes in, about just take a small step. Mm-hmm. What's that little thing you can do? So there's a couple of activities we do in the 9-week program, and they have to map out, okay, what's the step I want to do about being bold and taking a risk? What's a small step that I can do? And the third one is let others help you. And this is actually twofold. So it's let me help you, but also be able to ask for help. And also to say, thank you for offering the help, but I'm okay. I don't need your help right now, but may I ask upon you in the future? I know a few years ago, I was in the hospital, and I had friends from the eWomen Network come to me and say, hey, Amy, do you need help? Getting to the hospital, need help, someone to come and cook for you. And I said, thank you for offering, but I am okay. My family are coming to visit from Ontario, and they're going to stay with me for a couple of days. May I call upon you, though, if I need be after they leave? So those are the three keys. Believe in yourself,
wow,
one foot in front of the other, and let others help you.
Amy, you know, that's Amy, amazing friends.
That's so powerful, not only for young girls, but really for anybody at any age. Yep. To really be able to own that and help themselves to get through any situation. So great work. Great job.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So how can people find you, and what do you have to offer as your giveaway today?
The easiest way to find me is through the website of inchbyinchempowerment.com. And the freebie or the giveaway I would love to offer the listeners and the viewers today is two things, actually. If you go to the website, Inch by Inch Empowerment, there is a pop-up that will appear. And part one of the giveaway is I'm hosting my first webinar on November 2nd at 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
Fantastic.
And it's called The 3 Steps to Empower Your Teen or Tween Daughter for Life. So mm-hmm. they can put their email in, and they'll get notification towards the end of October about the webinar. But in the meantime, when they sign up today, they will also be sent my introduction to the ebook, The Secret Jewels to Being a Wonder Girl. And there's 5 jewels in the first version of my ebook. So it's all
sizzling title. Great job.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Wonderful. So if you would like to just come back in a few minutes after we hear from our sponsors, then you're going to hear more about Amy and her journey with helping others through her own experiences.
We do want to take a couple minutes just to go to break. So we'll be back. Just hold that thought. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. If you want to learn more tips, tools, and tactics for your business and for you, check out imaginemoresuccess.com. In just a couple of minutes, we'll be right back with Amy Hutton. Did you expect your business to explode, but instead it plateaued? Are you struggling to achieve your business goals? Or has your business stagnated, and with just a little guidance, you know it'll flourish? When you're ready to experience goal achievement with fast results, Cindy Hendricks is the business coach for you. Cindy's work with new entrepreneurs has been life-changing. After working with Cindy for an entire year, the owner of a multi-million dollar international corporation called Cindy's work brilliant and impressive. To receive instant free access to 26 of the most important tools for creating business excellence,
go to businessperformancespecialist.com. That's businessperformancespecialist.com, and get your business where you want it to be.
Memorable dynamic presentations are a not-so-secret weapon in the business world. Do you have a powerful message that must be shared? Do you want to be known as a top public speaker that gets amazing results? If you didn't get the results you were seeking while delivering your last speech, Thomas Hides of iconquality.com, that's iconquality.com, can help you create and deliver your speech to get the results you desire. Call Thomas.
Have you ever asked yourself this question, why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million-dollar award-winning business is this: you can't build a million-dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
Do you feel like you're drowning in administrivia? Do you have a podcast you would like transcribed to repurpose as a blog or even a best-selling book? Rhonda's Virtual Office is the answer to the freedom you crave so you can get busy doing what you love. Let Rhonda's Virtual Office give you the relief you need. Visit rhondasvirtualoffice.com and get some peace of mind today. Rhonda's Virtual Office is the go-to transcription service for EWN Podcast Network.
And we're back. Here's the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast with Thomas Hides and Cindy Hendricks. Today we're here with Amy Hutton from inchbyinchempowerment.com. She's bringing us some very valuable insights and information on creating a better self-confidence, a more impactful self-awareness for young people, and avoiding that very nasty side of bullying.
And isn't it appropriate for that to happen at this time in our culture, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very, very timely because there's been a significant growth in the awareness of that. And we've seen some of the negative things that have happened to people when they've been bullied. They haven't had the tools to overcome it. And we see people shrinking. We see people becoming less of themselves because of these outside influences. And what does everyone wish to do, or what would you desire people to do, is to grow and to get bigger and better?
Well, the timeliness of Amy's helping with her training and starting with youth is very timely, because this should have happened a long time ago. And just think of what every culture could be doing right now if bullying was not one of the things going on in our lives.
Yeah, it's something that's really surprising, I guess, is that if you think about it in a generational aspect, I think a couple generations ago, we were always just told to be tough. I know my grandparents told me the stories of that. I mean, they were just both grandfather and grandmother, just tough individuals. And that was kind of always the answer to everything, was to tough it out. And maybe that's because there just weren't a lot of tools available right then for that. Instead of always saying to tough it out, there are actual techniques and tools that are available. When you pass them on to young people, what are the results?
Well, and I think the bigger problem is when it's not discussed. You know, tough is one thing, but when you bury it and you just walk away being beaten down by a bully and you just swallow it, then, you know, what kinds of things happen? Maybe some of our listeners out there could make some comments on, you know, what's been going on for them.
Yeah, if you'd like, check us out on Facebook and share your story with us. We'd love to hear it. If you'd like more tips, tools, and tactics for creating a better you and creating a better business, go to imaginemoresuccess.com. You can find everything that you need in order to power you and your business. We're going to come right back with Amy Hutton from Inch by Inch Empowerment.
What a fantastic story and giveaway and your three keys. I would love it if you would share again with the listeners and do a recap of your three keys.
For sure. So the three keys to really empowering yourself at any age, but I work with our young girls age 11 to 17. And the first one is to believe in yourself. And that I know for me took a lot of work. And some days, even today, I'm like, oh, can I really do this webinar that I'm going to do on November 2nd? The second one is to put one foot in front of the other. Just take a small step. So example, maybe a young girl wants to go into politics. Well, what's a small step she can do right now? Is there a school politics that she can, you know, run for in her school or something like that? And what's the process even, or the steps for that? And then the third one is to let others help you. And as I said earlier, that's twofold. So that's asking for help and then also allowing the help in and politely saying no thank you if everything is going smoothly and people are offering help to you.
Well, I want to let you and the listeners all know that, Amy, whatever you set your mind to, I know that you can accomplish. So it's a given, okay? So, Thomas.
I've heard a little story about some work that you've done overseas. Would love to hear a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I have a beautiful connection to a wonderful woman in South Africa. Her name is Hasina Patel, and she and I connected through Facebook actually about 3 years ago, and she runs Power Girls Circles in South Africa. And she said, hey, Amy, could you come and wake up really, really early and do a presentation for us to our girls? And I was delighted and I was over the moon and, you know, waking up at roughly 4:30 in the morning here in Calgary to present to South Africa 8 hours ahead of time, or 9 hours even, I think, was quite fun. And I know the one topic we touched on, and this was really cool because they asked me the questions ahead of time and they were asking me about date rape and how, and sexual assault and that sort of a thing. And the second time I spoke with them, it was more just about being themselves, being brave. And the third one we did just a few months ago, Cindy, it's how the book Goal for It came to be for my chapter, is I presented a workshop about dreams and goals all through Zoom. And it was a beautiful experience.
Wow.
Well, we should let the listeners know that Amy wrote a chapter in my compilation or anthology book, and I just happen to have it here.
Where are you hiding that all the time?
I know. Goal for It. And Amy's chapter, I think, is number 5 or 6.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
It's a really interesting read. A lot of great information in there. A lot of great stories. A lot of very useful tools and keys to moving forward in business and in your life. Amy, and something else that I want to ask you, tell me a little bit about your why. This is such a really interesting group to help young girls. What's your why?
I love this question. My why is that I know where over 50% of our girls today in school are going through. They're being bullied or they're witnessing it. Take you on a journey. Back when I was in grade 7, I was in a split class and it was gym time. And I was walking into the change room to get changed into my gym clothes. And from out of the blue, Cindy, I don't even know if you know this. I don't think I heard the story with you. But out of the blue, I got grabbed by my back, my bra strap, and I got flung around the locker room. And I went flying into the locker. And there's just laughter. All I heard was laughter. And I didn't know what to do. I wasn't in control. I didn't know who I could turn to. The teacher came into the locker room because she obviously heard a commotion and laughing and yelling. And I just looked at her with red in the face and I didn't say a word, because I didn't know who did it. I have an idea who did it, but I still, to this day, I don't know who it was. So I know what it's like to be bullied. And it's a lonely place. It's a scary place. So to help these young girls today to be brave, to be bold, and celebrate being themselves, whatever that looks like, is why I'm on this planet. And as I said, 50% of girls today are the target of bullying. 9 out of 10 girls want to be somebody different. And I could go on with statistics, but those are two that stick out in my mind.
That's a huge number.
You know what, Amy? People have things in their lives and things that happen so that they can be the voice for those who don't have a voice. And that's your purpose. And, you know, all I can say for the person who did that is karma. You know, I'm sure that the world has had their way with them for, you know, the horrible thing they did to a young seventh grade girl. But look at the good that's come from it. So congratulations to you for taking a situation that wasn't pleasant and turning it into a life-changing way of being for others to shine the light on their new direction. So fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah, something else I think really important point. It happens in business all the time too. We start off as unique individuals. We start off as unique businesses. We find ourselves putting ourselves in these cookie cutter kind of situations and our image to be cookie cutter and emphasizing the unique talents, the abilities, everything about a person is really what separates them from everyone else. It also endears them to everyone else.
Exactly. In fact, we were talking about that just today.
Yes, we were.
About being unique and owning it because that's who we are and that's how we find our purpose. So great job, Amy.
Thank you. One of my favorite quotes of all time is by Dr. Seuss, and it's "Why fit in when you're born to stand out?"
Exactly. Oh, I love that.
That's perfect. Perfect. So let them know again about your giveaway.
For sure.
I know it's going to be fantastic.
So on November 2nd, I'm hosting my first webinar, 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and it will be recorded. So if you actually can't attend live, you can get the recording after or listen to it again after. And it's called 3 Steps to Empowering Your Teen or Tween Daughter for Life.
Fantastic.
So thank you. When you go to the website, inchbyinchempowerment.com, a little pop-up will appear, and you just put your email in and say, yes, I want to be on the webinar. And also with that, you will be sent very soon a intro to the ebook that I wrote called The Hidden Jewels or The Secret Jewels to Being a Wonder Girl.
Now, it sounds like your webinar is perfect for parents and tweens. Is that right?
This actually is going to be for parents only.
Okay.
I am going to share my story, and it may be triggering to a teen or tween who's going through something right now today. And I don't want that because the parent may not be able to handle all of a sudden their daughter break down into tears and crying. And
so maybe the best way would be for the parent to view and make a decision if the tween should watch.
Yes.
Okay, very good. So is there anything else you would like for our listeners to know about you or about your business?
Oh, well, I shared why I do what I do, but my story started well before that. When I was born in 1976, my mom found out the hard way she couldn't carry to term. And I was born 3 months early at 26 weeks gestation. I weighed 1 pound, 12 ounces.
Wow. We're lucky to have you then.
Yeah. And I was given 24 hours to live.
Oh my.
So it's pretty powerful that I'm here today. It's a remarkable. And the other part to why I'm so passionate about empowering women and girls is about I'm a survivor of emotional dating abuse and stalking from university. Mm-hmm.
Amy, thank you so very much for spending some time with us today and sharing with us. We were with Amy Hutton from inchbyinchempowerment.com. Cindy, what a powerful interview. What an amazing collection of stories and tools for helping the young people.
Amy is awesome. You know, I just am so delighted that she has so many wonderful insights for people, especially, you know, parents and helping them to create, you know, a place for their children to become more courageous, especially in the bullying arena.
Yeah, she's really got her heart's really in the right place, and that's one of those things that I see seems to make all the difference in the world because she truly cares about helping people. She has tremendous results.
Yes, she does, and she also works internationally.
Yes, she does. And in just a couple of minutes, we're going to come right back. We're going to take a short break. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. ImagineMoreSuccess.com. Thomas Hides and Cindy Hendricks. See you in just a couple minutes.
Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having. And I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit ImagineMoreSuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow Sign Up for a Free Trial button at the top of the page. That's ImagineMoreSuccess.com.
Did you expect your business to explode, but instead it plateaued? Are you struggling to achieve your business goals? Or has your business stagnated, and with just a little guidance, you know it'll flourish? When you're ready to experience goal achievement with fast results, Cindy Hendricks is the business coach for you. Cindy's work with new entrepreneurs has been life-changing. After working with Cindy for an entire year, the owner of a multi-million dollar international corporation called Cindy's work brilliant and impressive. To receive instant free access to 26 of the most important tools for creating business excellence, go to businessperformancespecialist.com. That's businessperformancespecialist.com, and get your business where you want it to be.
Are you tired of the same old personal development seminars that blast you with speaker after speaker and pitch after pitch? Are you looking for an alternative in the way you experience deep transformational training? Have you ever been wondering where all the fun has gone out of these traditional events? Well, look no further. The epic event experience called Imagination IQ is exactly what you're looking for. High energy, fully interactive, fun, and full of entertainment and transformational surprises. Imagination IQ is a 3-day experience designed to help anyone tap into their imagination and engineer those ideas powerfully and profitably into the world. And you will walk away with a roadmap to monetize your dreams. Visit imaginationiq.com for more information and start turning ethereal into material. Again, check out Imagination IQ for all the information of our upcoming 3-day epic event experience. And we're back. Here's the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast with Thomas Hides and Cindy Hendricks.
Hey, Thomas.
Hello.
Wasn't that fantastic, Amy? Is just amazing.
It was really moving today, and it really hit on some very powerful emotions for me. I remember seeing one of my good friends being bullied, and how much that hurt for me to watch him absorb that kind of abuse. When I just think back to what did he feel like? How that changed his life?
Well, there are so many stories that could be told. In fact, in the news in the last couple of weeks, there's been so many stories of bullying at a different level. But I have an interesting one that I would love to share.
Please.
I had my own apartment at 18, and it was a house with two apartments. And we were having a party, as most 18-year-olds do.
Of course you were.
And so, you know, it was just friends and you know, guys and gals. And then this motorcycle group showed up.
A motorcycle group or motorcycle gang? Which one was it?
I think it was like right in the middle of those two categories.
Hell's Angels Light. Okay.
Got it. Well, I'm from a small town, so a Hell's Angel would not be hanging out in my little town in the Midwest. Okay. Or maybe wannabes.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. So, they wanted to come into the to my apartment, and they were in the other apartment, and they were fighting with the clean cut guys of the 70s. If you can imagine, there weren't very many.
Both of them.
Yeah. So my mother gave me her 12-inch chef's knife, and that was my only weapon. So I'm standing at the doorway of my apartment with my mother's 12-inch chef's knife, and these guys were trying to bully their way past me. And I said, you know, I may only get one of you, but I know where to put this knife where it's going to stop you. So the first one that wants to step forward, bring it.
Wow. Sounds like the beginning of a Quentin Tarantino movie. What are you doing here, Cindy?
Well, you know, I've Fearless. Had this.
How's that for courage?
I've had this my whole life is that, you know, I have this soft voice and, you know, blonde hair, blue eyed, and people think I'm a pushover until I'm tested. And if you give me a 12-inch chef knife, boy, you better look out.
So you're saying you speak softly and carry a big knife, not a big stick.
Okay. Exactly. I still have that knife.
Good Lord. That's hilarious.
I know. But you know what? They left. I think I scared the bejeebers out of those boys.
Well, I can only imagine. I'm sure that's not what they were expecting from you. It was a little bit outside of what they're expecting.
No. But you know what? I was not interested in having that kind of party. So
they're like, hey, sister, we're just here to party, you know?
Yeah. Well, party on your own bike.
Apparently. Goodness. Yes. You know, there's something that really also touched me from Amy's story today that kind of led me back to a quote that I remember hearing many years ago. And it's from Nelson Mandela. He said, I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear. And when I read that, he was in jail. He'd been in jail longer than I had been alive.
Wow. What kind of courage does it take to even have that kind of a thought in that situation?
You know, we look at the things that stand in front of us sometimes and they seem monumental. Here's a man standing up against a government, an institution, something large and an idea significantly larger than most of the roadblocks that we face today.
That is an incredible quote. I'm going to have to remember that one.
And a single person making that kind of difference is an inspiration to so many people that if one person can inspire so many others to change something that massive, what's really possible in the world?
Yes, what's possible? I know a guy who says that all the time. He's our producer, Dan Fowler.
Yeah, we're really glad we're going to have a chance to visit with him very soon. You know, we're going to have him on the show because he's one of my favorite people, period.
Well, and Dan is actually quite amazing. You're going to hear so many good things, so stay tuned to next show. But first, I want to share another quote.
Please. From
my book, my recently published book called Insights from an Intuitive, and it is Reflect on Your Mistakes as They Will Take You to Victories. And I have a second one I'd like to share.
Please.
When you stop taking what others say and do personally, you let yourself off the hook. Get unhooked.
Taking things personally. So much easier to just deflect people's comments, isn't it? Not really take them in, not to internalize them.
It absolutely is. And so many times we always make it about us and we forget we need to think about how we feel about what they said, not how they feel about what they said. Much more important.
Yeah,
so that takes me right to our angel card reading.
Oh, what do you have for us today, Cindy?
You know, I love my angel cards because they give so much additional insight. Today, it's the Seven of Fire.
The Seven of Fire. It's beautiful.
Yes. And it says to stand your ground and don't back down. You might need to defend your beliefs or decisions, and you will be successful. It's important to assert yourself and go for what you want. There's strength in adversity, and you've got what it takes. Stand up for your convictions. Stay alert and vigilant. Don't drop your guard just because you're in the right. Others may envy what you possess. Choosing your battles wisely, learning to say no, self-confidence, courage, challenge those in power, and persevere.
Challenge those in power and persevere. Wow, that's pretty powerful. Again, another reference to Nelson Mandela. Again, just a huge, huge undertaking. And how many times have we seen in history? It sounds a little cliche, but it's really true. It just takes a handful of people to make
it really
change.
It really does. And I just can't let a minute go by without sharing again that Dan Fowler is our interview next week.
Yeah, he's going to be our guest. Cindy, you're doing some really fantastic things. You've got some really excellent insights, what we like to call tips, tools, and tactics at your website, businessperformancespecialist.com. Tremendous resource for getting some fantastic learning tools to move you to the next level.
Yes, it's perfect for the entry-level entrepreneur. And for those of us who have been in business for decades, you know what? It only takes one idea for all you listeners out there to make a difference in your life and in your business. So it's free. Get on board and get a new idea.
Well, it takes one little motion, one little idea, one little movement can start that chain reaction that just keeps you going, moving in the right direction.
It absolutely does, because you know what? Earl Nightingale, as you all must know by now, is my favorite author. He says to keep a notebook next to your bed so when you wake up and you have that one idea, that you write it down. So this way you can get an idea while you're awake and then make your notes once you have that idea firm in your mind and some planting going on to make sure that idea blooms.
You know, a notebook next to the bed sounds really good. You know, Eddie Van Halen used to actually keep an audio recorder in the bathroom. He said he always got his greatest inspiration in the bathroom. So he started putting a recorder in there and brought a guitar in there with him just in case inspiration hit him when he least expected it.
I think that's where Jack Canfield got his, Soup for the Soul idea for his book.
So maybe a couple notebooks spread out around the house might be a really good idea.
Exactly.
Let the notebooks find you where you find inspiration. I love it.
So who is our guest again coming up tomorrow?
Our next guest? Oh, my gosh.
Oops.
So we also want to take a moment to direct you towards imaginemoresuccess.com, where you can find the tips, tools, and tactics for creating a better you and a better business. You want to find that balance in your life? That's where you want to start. Talk to me about balance in your life, Cindy. How do you balance? You've got a really busy social life, a really busy personal life, a really busy business life, that's for sure.
Well, you know what? I love work, and for me, work isn't like work for most other folks. But what I do is I stay on that merry-go-round until I get everything done, and then I jump off and I go to Lake Tahoe. Yay!
Yeah. Saw some pictures from that. It's pretty beautiful.
Yes, I just got back, in fact, late last night, and you get recharged, and I love to jump back on that merry-go-round. I just can't do the work an hour and take 15 minutes off.
No Pomodoro for you, huh? No Pomodoro technique?
No, it just doesn't work for me. I'm a road warrior from way back, and I love to get the job done because, like I said, it's not work for me.
Yeah, I tell you what, you're like they say in the UFC, you embrace the grind. Like they always talk about the wrestlers. Get started, get going, keep at it.
Well, for me, there is no grind.
Oh, that's a really interesting concept. So you're saying that the grind is not necessarily... isn't necessary. It's just optional. It doesn't have to feel like that.
Well, you know, I embrace a lot of the things that Dan Fowler believes in, like, you know, the imagination is everything and what's possible. So if it's possible to enjoy your work, then go for it.
And enjoying your work is probably one of the most important parts of creating a diverse life that leads you to happiness, not just a few hours a day when you're at home or when you're away from work, but your entire day becomes joyful. Really changes your life, changes everything about the way you have changes everything about the way you have to experience your own life.
It absolutely does.
I have a quick question. Do you want to tap into the most powerful tool that you have to create you and your business? Do you want to learn to dream bigger and then turn your dreams into your reality? This is the part that I love. Do you want to learn how to manifest on demand in your business, in your relationships, and in your life? If you do, you definitely want to come back and listen to us next week. We've got Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer. Dan Fowler is an incredible guy. You can check him out at imaginationiq.com. He puts on an absolutely incredible event where people from many walks of life come together and they just have this amazing explosion of ideas and creativity and fun and joy. And before you know it, they're moving forward. They're making the big changes in their life. If you want to stay tuned, come back next week. We'll have Dan Fowler, the Imagine More Success podcast.
Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this. You can't build a million-dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
Memorable dynamic presentations are a not-so-secret weapon in the business world. Do you have a powerful message that must be shared? Do you want to be known as a top public speaker that gets amazing results? If you didn't get the results you were seeking while delivering your last speech, Thomas Hides of iconquality.com, that's I-C-O-N quality.com, can help you create and deliver your speech to get the results you desire. Call Thomas.
Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having, and I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow sign up for a free trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com.